What is up, everybody? Hello. 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 It's me, Ivy. And you're listening to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. I'm Ivy. This is Ivy on the Mountain. And I'm excited to hang out with you guys this week from approximately 4 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday, if you've been keeping up, which you should. I've got some fun. I got a lot of fun stuff today. We're out of the sad Radiohead, Elliott Smith, whatever. All of that stuff, we're done with it. We're into some fun 80s right now. But of course, to start off the show, we are going to start with our new music for the day. I'm gonna get that out of the way real quick. We're going to start it off with a college band, Neato, with their song Ginger Lemon. That sounds like a beverage I could consume. Maybe aid in like a tummy ache problem? I don't know. Sounds tasty though. Here is Ginger Lemon. Enjoy, you guys.
Oh,
Go Half Cut by Casual Male. I think that's a funny that's a funny name for an artist, Casual Male. I like the word casual, and I like the nondescript version, just like, you know, it's cash mail. I don't know. it's funny. And Ginger Lemon Nito, some nice dudes in that little ensemble there. Yeah. That's been the new music for today's show, which has been exciting. Up next, we have a song called Hurts by Emil and the Sniffers. Is it Emil? Emil? I don't know. It's kind of silly. It's a little aggressive, a little bit Courtney Barnett-esque. I've kind of, like, grown out of the Courtney Barnett phase, but I don't know. I felt like it was a worthy candidate for the show. So here is the song Hurts. But yeah, Comfort to Me, that is the album that this song is on. I'll be back in a momentarily.
Taking
It cuts off there, I swear, guys. I swear, it's just how the song ends. I didn't mess up. Hurts. A Mill and the Sniffers. Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed that. But, of course, we're going to get back to some more, you know, common programming on my part. Some of my normal content, if you will. We'll pick it back up with some Elvis Costello's and the Attraction. It's Costello and the Attractions. There we go. I'm messing up my S's over there. It's a tongue twister, I tell ya. But, yeah, it's also time for a PSA. For this PSA, I am going to talk about my roommate, Ben. Love you, Ben. Whomst ever. Ben is a little bit sick at the moment. He's got a little runny nose. And I did walk into the bathroom this morning to find our toothbrushes touching in the little toothbrush holder. And then, of course, it made me panic because, I don't know, I'm a freak and a germaphobe. However, I did not like the image of my toothbrush touching the ill toothbrush next to it. So this public service announcement is just to say, everybody separate your toothbrushes if you're ill from your roommate's toothbrushes. I'm working on myself, you know, trying not to panic in a situation like this when I see it happening. Will I be going home and disinfecting my toothbrush? Perhaps. Perhaps I will be doing this. Will I be moving it to a new cup for the remainder of the flu season? Indeed, I will be. But I guess there's nothing I can do about it now. I did use it anyway. I kind of like rinsed it off a bit and just used it anyway because I was a little lazy and I really didn't have time to be soaking it, my toothbrush, in alcohol. I don't know. There's parts of me that want to freak out about the touching germy toothbrushes, but there's also parts of me that are just like, I don't care. Be a normal human being. So, yeah. Whatever. It is what it is. Separate your toothbrushes. I tell you, separate the toothbrushes. That's enough about that, though. Let's get into Elvis Costello and the Attractions with Imposter. This is a fun one off of an album I haven't played. It's called Get Happy, everybody. Get happy. This will help. Say you're not trying to love. word means no by Let's Active. That's a band I've never played on here before. However, I quite enjoyed it, actually. Very much Elvis Costello, Joe Jackson vibes, which I enjoy. And as it turns out, that dude is actually the drummer for R.E.M., which, in my personal opinion, I actually hate R.E.M. Maybe that's a controversial statement around here, but there, I said it. I can't take it back. It's on the radio airwaves, and yeah, I really don't like R.E.M., so this is just much superior to that whole situation. So I applaud this guy for breaking out, you know, breaking out of the mold of terrible R.E.M. And then, of course, we had Elvis Costello with The Imposter. The Imposter. Imposter. I'm not saying pasta. I'm saying imposter. I'm confusing myself now. I see. Let's move on. We've got Stick to Me by Graham Parker and The Rumor. So, this is also another band I've actually never played on here before, but I'm enjoying this one too. Stick to Me, Graham Parker, and The Rumor.
I'm other kind of lovers. Kind of pain. Everything you do, everywhere you go now, everything you touch, everything you feel, everything you see, everything you know now, everything you do it for your lady love, your lady love, your lady love, your lady love, your lady love. Are there any creatures more pathetic? Fools in love, never knowing when they've lost the game. Everything you do, everywhere you go now, everything you touch, everything you feel, everything you see, everything you know now, everything you do it for your lady love, your lady love, your lady love, your lady love. Fools in love, they think they're heroes, 'cause they get to feel more pain. I said fools in love are zeros. I should know, because this fool's in love again. Fool's in love, gently hold each other's hands forever. Gently tear each other limb from limb. Everything you do, everywhere you go now, everything you touch, everything you feel, everything you do, even your rock and roll now, nothing mean a thing except you and your lady love, your lady love, your lady love, your lady love, your lady love. They think they're heroes, 'cause they get to feel more pain. I said fools in love are zeros. I should know, because this fool's in love again.
Love. Could you have guessed the name of that song? I bet you could. Fools in Love, Joe Jackson, off of Look Sharp. I love the part where he's like, more pathetic. You know, that part's just fun. It just tickles your brain. Da 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 da. I don't know. I like that. I like that melody. But yeah, Fools in Love and Stick to Me by Graham Parker and The Rumor. There you go. That's some fun stuff. We're about halfway through my scheduled programming for today, 4 to 5 p.m. My name is Ivy. You're listening to Ivy on the Mountain on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thank you for tuning in. I want to remind everybody you can chat me if you have anything fun to say at WRUV.org. Additionally, you can call me because we have a phone, a landline. What? A a landline at 802-656-4399. I may have said that too fast for anybody to call in, but hey, that's okay. It's okay. You can use the chat feature. I believe you. Oof. I'm having a hard time seeing things right now a little bit. My eyes are like, you know when you look at a light and it does the thing where it's glaring and I don't know, when you're driving at night but it's like a traffic light situation and your eyeballs make the light go up and down, spreads all weird. That's happening to me right now in my daily life. I'm not really sure why. My eyeball is a bit dry. It's dried out at the moment. Can't say that's very comfortable. I ran out of eye drops. But yeah, they're not feeling very juicy at the moment. They're feeling a bit dry. I wish they would not be doing that to me. I have been staring at a lot of computers today. That is perchance partially why my eyeball is dry. I don't know. Actually, there's no way. But maybe I think actually one of my eyes closes more than the other one does. Like, if one of them stays maybe open for longer or opens wider, I don't know. Maybe I have asymmetrical eyeballs. Has anybody else experienced this? No, just me. Okay. Sounds good. Up next, we have Haitian Divorce, which is a crazy name for a song. It's a Steely Dan song. But I think it's funny because before this, we had Fools in Love. And now these fools that are in love are getting a Haitian divorce. I don't really know what that means. Maybe we'll find out now when we start listening to the words of Haitian Divorce.
Congratulations. asked you for a dance. Now we go steady to the pictures. I always get chocolate stains on my pants. And my father, he's going crazy. He says I'm living in a trance. But I'm dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing in the moonlight. On this long, hot summer night. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. And I'm on the streets again. I disobeyed another warning. I should have been in my tent. Now I won't get out till Sunday. I'll have to say I stayed with friends. Oh, but it's a habit worth forming if it means to justify the end.
Dancing in the moonlight. It's got me in its spotlight.
It's alright.
Dancing in the moonlight. On this long, hot summer night.
And I'm walking home. The last bus is long gone. But I'm dancing in the moonlight.
Dancing in the moonlight. It's caught me in its spotlight. I think it's funny. Ow. Oh, I just hit my knee on the side. Okay, just to give you guys another update, my elbow is still not fully recovered. It still hurts to lean on, things with my left elbow, so that's kind of unfortunate. But yeah, I just hit my knee on the side of this desk here. Definitely not to the level at which my elbow was hurt though. But yeah, that was Dancing in the Moonlight by Thin Lizzy and not King Harvest, which is crazy because, like, I don't know, I felt like Dancing in the Moonlight was kind of a obscure name for a song. So it's kind of wild that there's two songs of the same genre, basically, both called Dancing in the Moonlight. I actually like this one too. Definitely not as much as the other one, but this one was fun. Thin Lizzy there. And of course, we began that with Haitian Divorce by Steely Dan. So, lots of silly titles happening in and around this area at the current moment. But, you know, it's 4:43 p.m. We got to keep it on moving on. So, let's go right into it. We've got Vanishing Girl by the Dukes of Stratosphere. Now that, my friends, that is a good name for a band. The Dukes of Stratosphere. How proper. I feel like they gotta be wearing like a top hat. Maybe like slightly Willy Wonka-esque. I don't know. Actually, I'm looking at their album cover. They are definitely dressing like a Duke of Stratosphere would. So, if you're interested in what they look like, check them out.
Oh, and center. Or make the secretaries feel better when they put those stamps on the ledgers. And they got a lot of great distant cheers at the government center. They gotta make the secretaries feel better when they put those stamps on all those letters. We gotta rock the non-stop tonight at the government center. Make the secretaries feel better when they put the stamps on the ledgers. Won't stop until we see secretaries smile. We gotta see some office boys there jumping for joy. Tell old Mr. Ahern, calm down a while. You know, that's the only way the center is ever gonna get better. So, let's rock the long stop tonight. At the government center, make the secretaries feel better. Well, they'll put the stamps on the letter. Gonna make them feel better. All look out. We're gonna help them out. Take all our equipment. Do rock and roll. That's right. That feeling we have inside, we're gonna transcript. The secretaries will have to stand up and not feel sick. Oh, it's gonna be fun. Oh, we won't get scared if we get kicked out. Oh, that feeling inside, we're gonna transmit it to life, baby. Oh.
Government Center, the Modern Lovers. I've definitely played a Modern Lover situation. There's actually one of the band members here has a very curly hair afro situation that looks a lot like my dad's hair when he was younger, which is funny. Doesn't look anything like my dad, though. And first it was Vanishing Girl by the Dukes of Stratosphere. I don't have much to say at this current moment. Yeah, I really don't. Oh, you know what? Actually, though, I've been... I'm starting a new hobby again, you guys. New hobby! I've recently been watching a lot of videos of people filling out, like, adult coloring books. But it looks so relaxing and enjoyable that I, too, would like to partake in this hobby. Do I need more crafty hobbies? Absolutely not. However, you can never go wrong with, you know, expressing your creativity in a relaxing manner before bed. So that is a new hobby, that I'm going to start picking up. Sorry, everybody. Sorry. Up next, we've got Best Friend, the English Beat. I'm here with one of my best friends, Miss Annalee in the Stew, with me. Yeah. Best Friend, the English Beat, by off of I Just Can't Stop It. Enjoy.
hurt yourself again. Again.
Love So Fine, Nick Lowe. What a guy. What a silly guy. Nick Lowe, Labor of Lust. Yeah, he cracks me up a bit. He's that cruel to be kind. He's that guy. That's a good song. I enjoy the Letters to Cleo version, though, a bit more, I will say. Best Friend, the English beat. That's what you heard first. It's currently 4:57 p.m. on a Tuesday evening. which means we're nearing the end of my show, but it was lovely going on this journey with you all this week. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Ivy. You're listening to Ivy on the Mountain. And right now you're tuned in to 90.1 WRUV-FM Burlington. I had a great time this week, I have to say. Please tune in again next week, same time, if you want to hear more silly stories and updates on my weird elbow incident. Yeah, that'll happen until it's officially done. But I'll end it out with one more song for you guys. Rockin' Around With You, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and then I'm leaving. So I'm leaving you out with this one final awesome song. Enjoy, and it was awesome chatting. I'll see you next week.